the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five. Let's go. Three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
South Shore business owners had an event today to ask the city to do more to protect their businesses, because there are a lot of bad people standing in front of the businesses on streets in the South Shore that are keeping customers from coming in the stores, doing the things, stores and restaurants and all the other stuff, because there's gangbangers slinging drugs. Isn't that what they say? Isn't that what the kids say?
Slinging, yeah.
Slinging drugs. Yeah. In front of these businesses, and these people are like, how are we supposed to make a living?
The real problem is the drug trade and gangs.
People be afraid to come in here. You know, they might be out there doing criminal activity, and then people, they shooting everybody. They not going to discriminate. They just going to shoot everybody that's outside. All these shootings and killings we have had around here is senseless.
People come by and do whatever they want here. They're forcing customers not to even want to come by and patronize our businesses because the police in our community.
Well, I don't know if I'd blame the police completely on this, but it does require the community. It also requires people in the community to, pardon the expression, narc. Can we still say narc?
See something, say something.
Yeah. It's important to with the narking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other way to, you can't put anybody behind bars. And then you got Kim Fox, who doesn't want to put anybody behind bars in the first place. Oh, my God. What is that?
I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to go into a store where I don't feel safe walking into it either.
Right. I get it. I understand what's going on here, but it's a tough situation.
Yeah.
And it's a cycle that is now creating more and more trouble. So, all right. Well, we'll see what, hopefully, Mayor Lightfoot will have new eyes on the situation when she's done with the alligator. Checking in at
number four.
Speaking thereof.
Speaking of the gator.
You haven't found him yet. He's still at the bottom or someplace in between the Humboldt Park Lagoon. You know what would really be sad?
It's a slick, sly sucker.
If this thing just went belly up.
No! That would be the worst ending.
You know, there are gator bites, I just confirmed, at Taste of Chicago, which I'm sure is going to be one of the more popular stands, considering that Gator Watch 2K19 is going down this week.
Sad, I think. Sad. Don't you think? Because we're all rooting for this gator. We're not trying to eat it.
But it's just sort of a theme. You're not really... Yeah, thinking of eating it. It's like, cool, gator bites. We've got a gator in the lagoon. Let's go to the gator house.
Anybody, Gatorade, anybody?
Gatorade? Wash it down with an ice cold Gatorade.
Actually, if Gatorade was smart, you know, once a Chicago-based company, if it was smart, they'd sponsor this search right now.
Alligator Bob should have his own sponsor. Just make a NASCAR. You know, all the logos on the side of his canoe.
We could get him a better canoe if we could get Gatorade to pay for it.
Right.
Oh, I can see the commercials now.
Yeah, all that hard work and determination on the lagoon. Probably sweating in this heat.
Right, it's 90 degrees out there.
It's brutal today.
Yeah. Gator's loving it. Gator's like, hey, this is just like my home.
Right.
Where am I again? He's one of the 52 million tourists that's come to Chicago, this gator.
Come see the gator!
I think I took a right when I was supposed to take a left. Uh-oh.
I also like the fact that he's going to the park system. I like the fact that, you know, tourists should go see Humboldt Park. It is absolutely historic. It's over 100 years old. It's lovely. Okay, what did we decide we're naming him?
Chance the Snapper?
Chance the Snapper. Wait, Kim, what did you say? Is his name supposed to be Bob or something? What is it supposed to be?
Well, somebody suggested Cloud Gator, but that he just wanted to be called Bean.
Huh. Because Cloud Gator.
I like Cloud Gator.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah. Bean, I don't think is really all that. I don't think Bean works.
Yeah, nobody would understand that one.
Chance the Snapper. I like
Chance the Snapper.
So far, the winner. A lot better than Croc Obama, which is the worst name ever.
Just bad. There's a lot of ways you can go with that. That's bad.
All right. Anyway, Bob, the alligator hunter, Alligator Bob, was out there, and he is with the Chicago Herpetological Society.
He's our gator guy.
Yeah. And he's been setting humane traps, or as we called them yesterday, human traps, for the four-foot gator. And, you know, this gator, not exactly easy to find.
People get scared of their animal and they just dump it. You know, they get bit once, next thing you know, it's like, you get bit by the little guy, it barely drinks blood. When his teeth are a half inch long, they can draw some serious wounds. And that's when people start dumping them. The homeowner could have fed him heavily before. He knew he was going to release him, and he fed him really heavy and put him out here. He may not eat for a week. I mean, because he's laying in the sun. He doesn't want to cooperate.
I didn't know they could go that long without eating.
Classic Chance the Snapper being stubborn.
I don't know.
How hard could it be to find a gator in a lagoon here in Chicago?
Well, they clearly keep seeing him. Everyone keeps seeing him pop up, but it's a matter of getting to him.
Let me ask you something.
Underwater radar or something?
Let me ask you something. This is what they're going to do. They're going to send the Chicago Fire Department dive team after it.
Oh, God.
Because there you got another situation.
I mean, I guess you're right. This is probably the best angle to go with it.
Yeah. Just wait your turn.
Send the gator guy out there. Yeah. Let him do his thing.
They'll figure it out. Just keep the kids out of the water.
Right.
Kids shouldn't be in that water anyway.
Close the beaches.
Right. And you just get in there and you kind of do your thing, and eventually this thing will pop. Because then again, like we said earlier, you know, there's going to be a police commander who's just going to be sick and tired of this thing.
Everybody get out of my way.
Right. I got to handle it. Why do I have to handle everything in this neighborhood?
Bring in the sharpshooter.
Just fishing pole. Come on! My buddy's got a boat.
Come on, you little punk.
My brother-in-law's got a boat. Mike, give me Timmy's boat. Get it over here. I'll get in there. Get it! Hey, you, alligator bob, get out of the lake! Get out of water! It's going to go in there with a big power boat. I'm telling you, this thing could go out a mile in about 40 seconds.
Tommy, let's go. Grab the roast out of the fridge, put it on a hook, and put it on the end of a pole. We'll get this son of a gun.
We got to get it out of here. These people are ruining my entire weekend. All right.
There's really a simple reason why this gator's not coming out. I just found out they're serving alligator sausage at the Taste of Chicago.
That's right. We just mentioned that.
Right,
listen to the show.
Guys,
did we break you last night? Is that what happened?
She's running slow.
I really think you did.
Yeah.
Tuesday nights are not good for me to go out.
Still recovering.
It is it's always the first person in on the show that, you know, like, so the last one in that goes out and does this, you know, the Rokon show experience. Mm. And then they're like dead for 2 days. Did you go home to your husband and go, oh my God,
he was dead asleep. He didn't even know I came home. He wasn't worried a bit.
Yes. Well, he should be worried if he's hearing this today. That's
I know,
all I'm
he
saying.
Should. I'm
oh God.
You. Oh yeah, my goodness.
He should show up here and take you immediately to an emergency room.
Well, there's a 24-hour one now for, you know, psychiatric patients.
That would be very good. All right, we'll get to your 3 and your 2 and your 1. But first, let's check in. Kim, what's coming up at the bottom of the
hour? Let's see if I can do it. Some Gulf Coast states could be the first to see a hurricane this year.
Illinois DCFS under attack. What's gone wrong? What's being done to put things right? Protecting children, examining DCFS this week on WGN TV News at 9.
Irish Fest is going to be here in the 6 o'clock hour. Live music Friday, even though it's a Wednesday, because every day this week on the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis is a Friday.
Rostock.
Exactly. That's how we're doing it. Thank God this alligator's on the loose, because that's, you know, keeping us from having to talk about anything else. Checking in at
number 3.
Oh, The Lion King has debuted. The live-action version.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Roper will be here to review it tomorrow. Donald Glover on the red carpet talking about his work in this. He's the voice of Simba. And the recording of one of the classic songs from the original with Beyonce.
It was very emotional. Like, I felt really close to that song. Like, you know, and you try and do it the way you feel it felt to you when you were a child. So I think, like, hopefully we did that.
I didn't really like it. I mean,
yeah,
it's,
I'm not a fan either.
Right.
It should have just been Beyonce.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You can't compete with Beyonce.
Yeah,
you know?
She definitely overpowers the song.
Right.
But it's also just hard to compete with Elton John. he's not wrong in the sense that that song sparks something in someone who was a kid in the 90s. It just does. So you got to be careful when you take down a song like that.
Childhood.
Hard to mess with a classic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just kick it in.
Now, because they had to do something to make it different, but they didn't, but it just, you had to do something. So here's what Beyonce's done. She's released another song that's been inspired by the film, and it is called Spirit. Rise up to the light in the sky. Watch the light lift your heart up. Burn your flame through the night. Whoa. All right, now, if I'm...
Inspire is a good way to put it.
If I'm Elton John, I'm like, hey, mm-hmm. Hey, they just made a movie about me. I'm suing you. Doesn't that sound just... That's kind of like right out of... What is the name of that song from Lion King? The Field of Love
Circle
Tonight?
The intro song, and then Can You Feel the Love Tonight is
right.
Like,
does that sound a little like Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Well, they already
it's a little
did
bit
Can
of both kind of combined.
I kind of feel the Circle of Life theme that Kevin was mentioning. Yeah,
yeah, it starts to go there and then it drops
play
off.
That again. Play that. You know what? I'm gonna get some lawyers on this.
Take it down, Beyonce.
Yeah, I don't know if I like this. Hello, Mr. Z. Can I speak to your wife, please?
Mr. Z.
You're right. Circle of Life.
Right there.
It's Circle of Life.
Right
there. It's still Circle of Life. Hey! Hey!
It's going to ruin my childhood.
I think it's going to be great, though. But we're going to have some lawyers take a look at it. We might have to keep this out of theaters for 6 to 8 months now.
Aw, come on.
Let's sort a few things out.
I'm excited to see it. It does look like probably the best one yet in terms of live action.
Jungle Book was great.
It was. It was phenomenal.
And isn't this also Jon Favreau doing this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's when you see Jungle Book, you're like, I can't believe what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Circle of Life. Yeah, same. All right. Get Monaco on the phone. We broke him last night, too. He was at the party.
He's like, I'm getting out of here.
He left before me. No wonder I'm dead.
Yeah. You like 2 hours before you. There was a moment where he stood up and got, all right, that's it.
Walk me to the gate.
I can't be here anymore.
And I went down. He's like, get me the hell out of here.
Number two.
Sister Mary Jo from Marian Catholic, right? Known for her epic pitch at the White Sox game last year. Sports fans love the moment. She's up for an ESPY tonight, and she had a chance to speak with us about what that means to her.
I'll be honest with you. I've just been taking everything in stride and really, really wanting to be open-handed to receive and also to give back. It's been a complete blessing. It really has. I couldn't have anticipated this at all. But, you know, the ceiling, there is no ceiling with God. So it's imaginable and even beyond. So it's been great.
There you go.
I really hope she wins. She may have had the best pitch at Guaranteed Rate Field last year, to be honest.
Hey.
It was a killer pitch.
You just made fun with Giolito.
I'm not dissing them. I'm saying she's that good.
It's 100 loss season. She's got a point. It was pretty rough last year. Now it's fun.
Get Monaco on the phone. Wait, get Monaco on the phone. Make sure you're still alive. All right. And finally.
Number one.
Rip Torn. The prolific actor, best known in his later career for The Larry Sanders Show, Dodgeball, Men in Black, has died. Born Elmore Rule Torn Jr. in Temple, Texas in 1931, he had a career spanning more than six decades. Established himself as a versatile actor and performer, appearing in 10 Broadway plays, directing one, more than 80 feature films, and dozens of television shows, including, of course, Larry Sanders.
Stevie?
Hey!
Hey, how are the contract negotiations going?
Great, really great. Look, the ball's in their court.
In other words, you haven't heard from them.
Hey, Artie, I didn't know you were there.
I'm his interpreter. I speak fluent bullshit.
Look, I'm seeing Bingham this afternoon, and don't worry, I'm going to ream him and get out of the way, you stupid... And look, I'm going into the canyon here now. You're starting to break up on me. I'll see you after the network meeting.
What canyon comes off Melrose?
Bullshit canyon, that's why.
I did love his character in Dodgeball.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that, because he did play Patches O'Houlihan, a Dodgeball legend, who delivers maybe the film's funniest moment.
You've got to learn the 5 D's of Dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you.
Yeah, shouldn't we, like... learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Rip Torn was 88.
The top five at five.